Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
What date is this anyway? Which date?
Fifth
wow. date. So it's gone past the four episode rule. So it's on course.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod, where we're currently talking to our work experience boy, Jack the Slacker, the worst work experience boy of all time, who hasn't been on this podcast for weeks, about his love life, because he seems to be on dates at the moment. But tonight we're talking about a specific girl, and not one that Jack has dated as far as we know. We are talking about Girl Boss, otherwise known as Nasty Girl. This is a series on Netflix that Netflix has already cancelled, and it only came out this year, which is very strange. Anyway, I'll introduce you to everyone. If you're joining us for the first time, our job is to try and persuade you or not to continue watching. Should you invest your time in Girl Boss? I'm Howell. I've watched all of season one, the one and only season of Girl Boss. Jamie, my regular compadre, how much have you watched?
One
episode. Jack, how much have you watched?
Three episodes.
Oh, okay. And Mel from Kansas, how much have you watched?
The entire first season.
There we go. Now then, initial reactions to Girl Boss then. Jack, you're not a fan, are you?
No, I just want to put a little disclaimer out there. At some point in this podcast, you're going to probably brand me as being sexist.
All right.
Not liking it.
Okay.
But I'm not. I'm not sexist.
Well, I will prove that you definitely are.
It's just a bad show.
And just because you say that, I mean, just swap that word for racist. If you just said at some point you're going to say I'm racist, it doesn't make it better. God. It doesn't make it less true. Jamie, initial reactions?
Initial reaction is I'm really glad it was cancelled. That is great. Thanks for telling me that.
Mel, you've watched the whole thing, so do you love it?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I do. I love it. I love this series. I think it's great and different, and I'll explain why in a bit. But first of all, here's the setup for it. It is a true story, or at least based on a real person's life. And Mel knows her name.
Oh, do I? Hang on. Let me pull up Wikipedia.
Yeah. She created an online store starting on eBay and then created a website called Nasty Girl. And she basically went from zero to hero. Sophia is her real name. And she's a real-life human who made a successful business. And the reason she called her store Nasty Girl is because that's how many people would describe her, that she... You could say she doesn't suffer fools, but she generally had the ability, as this story's told, to be quite nasty to people, which is an interesting place to start, I think. Now, the number one thing that anybody says to me who have started watching this is, I'm just taking the words out of Jamie and Jack's mouth before they say them, is I don't like the main character.
Couldn't agree more.
Yep. Amen.
The reason that we do this podcast is to try and get you over what the initial hurdles are. The hurdle of this series is that. And this is why Jack's sexist. Because in the case of Breaking Bad, he'll stick with a character who will kill a child. And yet in this case, a girl who's a bit rude to people on the internet... he can't handle. Jack,
I haven't finished.
Jack cannot handle complex female characters, and Mel is sexist if she doesn't like it. That's it. Maybe we should.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you all next week.
See you next week. Maybe we should start with Mel. Where do you stand on all of that? But also, you've watched the whole thing. Why have you watched the whole thing if you don't like it?
because I kept hoping that Sophia would become a redemptive character, that I would care what happened to her, and I never did.
You didn't. Now, we get to see something about her personal life and her upbringing. There's a whole episode towards the end dedicated to that, yeah.
That's and it's important, and if we'd had a season two and had explored that a little bit more, maybe I would have changed my mind about her character, but it wasn't enough for me to justify the way that she treated every single person in her life.
You see,
and
I think the reality is that if you see the reason why she is the way she is, we're so used to having redemptive characters. Even Walter White, his journey may well have been the opposite, from redemption to evil. But we're used to character arcs. In real life, people move. They don't move that far. People tend to be much the same. So one of the things I love about this series is that she, you can understand why she is the way she is, and then you can take her and or leave her. And Jamie and I have had bosses who are like this person, or at least super bosses that are like this person, and it sends chills down my spine, going, "Oh my God, I know what it would be like to work for this person." Mm-hmm. I don't have to 100% like her, but I think she's got redemptive characteristics. Like when she takes people on a night out, when she's having fun, when she's, you know, her friendships, all of those things. I really do feel for her, and I do. I enjoy the level of fun that she gives me. But I went to drama school. That's the other thing that's going to have annoyed Jamie, is that she is very over the top.
She is. She's also in her 20s. I get it. She's struggling. She's trying to find her place. You said that most people don't move that far from where they were. I'm going to say that's not always true.
Not always. But...
She reminded me a lot of my younger brother.
Okay.
In his 20s. He was a jerk. We were actually talking about this last night, how much of a jerk he was and how much different he is now. Right. And there's this level of introspection that happens, and he decided to change when he became a father. He decided to change.
Which would be interesting.
And it makes a big difference. So that's what I'm saying is if we'd gotten to season two and something had happened, because I know this is a real life person and not everyone hates her in real life, right? Something, she's changed, she's grown, she's matured. Season one, Sophia, no, I do not like her. And I did not care that she found success in the final episode.
What's your problem, Jamie? You enjoy girls, and there's a lot of dislikable characters in girls.
Exactly. That is a very good point. First of all, Breaking Bad is... You can't put Breaking Bad into this conversation because this is a comedy. This is an out-and-out comedy. This is trying to be funny. So
I'm just talking on the level of you having to like a main character.
Yeah, that's
all.
But here's the point, then. If you're going to have an unlikable character, like there are a few in Girls... You've got to have a funny show. It's got to be funny. It's got to be something that actually makes you laugh and actually kind of grips you in that way that you're laughing at these people and they're ludicrous enough and there's enough wit and humour in the dialogue for you to kind of get past the initial, I don't like her, but she's something about her that's interesting, funny, and I want to continue finding out about her. After watching one episode, I barely laughed. There's a one scene with the neighbour. She had a very funny neighbour scene. That was the only moment. The rest, I was just thinking, I would hate to be around this person any more than I have to be, and I don't have to be around her anymore because it's a TV show. So it's just the balance.
You're supposed to be saying that. That's what I think. You're supposed to be saying that. That was the attraction for me.
Yeah, but that you're supposed to say that, but you're also supposed to say, well, it's funny enough for me to carry on. It's funny enough for me to kind of continue with it. It just wasn't funny enough for me to go, I'm going to stick with it.
It's one of my...
It never gets funny.
Really?
I just think that it's real. It's real. That's the problem there, is it isn't a farce. It's a real story, and you're looking at the story of somebody who was labeling themselves Nasty Girl and how she achieved what she achieved.
Right.
In a way, there's a problem with that because I'm watching it and I'm going, I know that this person isn't going to fail. So in normal comedies, we would watch a nasty character and we go, it's okay because they're a constant failure. But actually, she's going to succeed. She's going to be a super boss.
Yeah, I do get that. Like, I think a good show to compare this to in like being in showing a character that is quite unlikable but also funny is Fleabag. Anyone watch Fleabag?
No.
No. Fleabag. Have you not watched it? It's brilliant. It's a comedy. It won a BAFTA this year, TV BAFTA. It's basically about this woman who is trying to cope with life in London and going on dates. And she's quite nasty at times and quite cruel. But it's very, very, very funny. Like, the first episode, it's really worth watching it and comparing it with Girl Boss, because that's how you do a character that isn't quite that likable, but there's a lot of wit and humour in there, and enough to, like, drag you through the moments where you disagree with her decisions and the way she treats other people, enough for you to kind of continue watching and really grow into loving the show. This just doesn't do that. And it's like, it's a similar kind of way, it's going for a similar kind of technique, the nasty kind of character that we kind of like in a way because she's got a quirky way about her, but she's just not nice enough, not funny enough, and she's not empathetic enough for us to continue with. At least that's the way I felt.
Well, on episode one, yeah, perhaps, but it's one of my favourite series that I've watched in the last year. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Tell us why, Hal. Tell us why.
Yeah, what is it we're missing?
I think it, for everything that you've just said, like not about Fleabag, but I mean all the criticisms that you've got of it, that's what I like. So I have mentioned many times that I went to drama school, but often you're surrounded in the performing arts, certainly, by people who, given 5 minutes in a living room with them, they would annoy the shit out of you. And they're larger than life and they're in your face. And I'm used to those people who, beneath that surface, there is just a very, there's a struggling human being within there. And I got that immediately. I got that she just wants life to be different. She doesn't want a normal job. She's reacting. She is nasty about all the things that we all wish that we could be nasty about. So we still watch her and go, oh, you can't say that about to your boss. You can't eat your boss's sandwich out the fridge. But on the other hand, if you could eat your boss's sandwich out the fridge and get away with it in a boring job, screw it, why not? There's that element of a weird, twisted wish fulfillment, I think he's quite exciting and quite fun. Not just that, yeah, but I love the way.
I think there's a way of, like, sorry to interrupt. You know, that like the where she eats the boss's sandwich scene. That could be funny. Like that could have been a moment where we kind of go, yeah, you shouldn't have done that, but we relate to this person, or we find her amusing enough to, like, you know, to get past like her decision making. But it's actually that was an annoying scene. Like you just felt like she walks, sack this girl, she's a real dick.
Yeah, of course she did. And that's correct. That's what they wanted you to think. She then walks down the road.
Shouldn't we have been able to relate to her instead of thinking, what an asshole?
No, because that's what we're used to. This is a complex female character. She walked down the road immediately after. Listen,
I'm a complex female character.
Yes, you are. Immediately.
Can you relate to me?
Yes. Immediately after that. You're not in a TV show. Immediately after that scene with the sandwich, right, where you say she's just fucking annoying, the first thing she does is walk down the street and cry and say, what's wrong with me? Why am I so horrible? Right? Mm-hmm. So the show knows that we are not supposed to have laughed our head off through that scene. The show knows that she's possibly manic depressive, or she's, you know, she doesn't know where she is in life and she struggles with it. Aside from that, the way they paint San Francisco, I think, is perfect. Her love of the city.
Oh, yeah,
is great.
San Francisco's great, isn't it? Yeah.
And that grows, the way she shares the love of the city and the way she takes on other sort of internet trolls and internet people. And I think, Mel, that you see in that thing that I'm talking about how her personality can be both abrasive but also change someone's life a little bit for a day. And her exuberance can be both irritating and can actually be quite a lovely thing to be part of as well. I just loved it. I loved it. I loved being slightly confused about how I felt towards her. But that's the whole point all the way through in her relationships with people. The whole series is about her relationships with those around her, struggling with the fact that she can be a nightmare That's the point of the whole thing.
But she never chooses to not be a nightmare. That was my problem.
She has
the self-awareness, but she never chooses to not be self-centered and selfish.
Well, yes, but again, it's so in her DNA, and we find that out. It's so core to her that quite often she realizes afterwards.
What you're referring to about her childhood, I have a similar background.
Well, then, well done you.
I am not an asshole.
Well
I choose not to be. My brothers and I are actively choosing to be different, to not use that as an excuse. And maybe that's what really got me, was like, why should she be lauded for this when it takes a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. It takes a lot of work to not
No, I'm with you.
You have that background. But
I get it. And like I say, we've had bosses who I am watching it and I'm going, I don't want this person to succeed because I know what they're going to be like once they reach the top. Mm-hmm. And also, I would just like to say, this has got good ratings on Netflix. This has been cancelled really quickly. Like, it was only out this year. And I don't know what's gone on behind the scenes there. The woman who it's about has said, you know, has kind of implied that she's not happy with the telling of the story and stuff. I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I have no idea. But I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't just down to viewing figures, that there's other complications behind the scenes. But
I think you're right. I was just about to bring that up, that Sofia Amorosa, she's a different last name in real life than on the show. Mm-hmm. But she's come out and said, I mean, she's not bad-mouthing it, but she said, you know, now I can, you know, retain control of my own story or something like that, where she's acknowledging that this was not how. And the creator of the show has said also that she took a lot of creative license.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, the creative.
I wish she'd stuck more to the actual real-life telling of it.
And the thing is, the creator of the show, she's called Kay Cannon. You know, she's done some great work on like 30 Rock and Pitch Perfect. She's, you know, she's a good writer. She's someone with a good chops behind her. So, I, you know, there's good people involved in this actual project. It just, you read a lot of the reviews. You talk about the reviews, sorry, Mel, about Netflix. But the actual, if you look at reviews online on like Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes, it gets pretty stinking reviews.
Sodom.
Overall.
They don't get it. That's the chauvinistic world can't handle this.
Most critics are male phenomenon again, even though I just said I didn't care for it. I tend to take those criticisms with a grain of salt. But I did, you mentioned that the people that involved with in the project are great. And I agree. I thought Britt Robertson did a fantastic job playing this character that I did not care for at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really sold it.
She's brilliant. This is going to be a cult hit. This is going to be one of those things that we look back on and go, the world wasn't ready for this. We were not used to the idea of this level of like, oh my God, I don't like this person. What do I feel about this? Sarah and I loved it and spent the whole time going, oh, she's a dick, and then going, oh, but you, and I just loved it.
Why isn't Sarah ever on here defending your choices?
She's eating her tea. But the question is like, what was the question? The question is,
where's Jack on this?
We're going to go to Jack now. That's what I was going to say. When I suggested we do this podcast, I've never been more certain that everyone would love something. Because of its, including its complexity. Since then, it's been cancelled and everyone's shat on it. I urge you to carry on watching this. I genuinely think that it's as different as...
I'd be curious to hear, if you guys do continue, what your end of series opinions are.
Mel, again, just once more, before we go to Jack, why did you finish it?
Because I wanted her to redeem herself. There were just tiny glimpses, but it never happened. So she
isn't it possible though that's the point of this show? That is what we're waiting for.
Like that.
It's like we're waiting for a singer on the X Factor to sing well, and they sing badly every time.
Those are the people in real life that I'm just like, okay, never mind. So I'm not going to waste my time on this person.
It's like that. That's not enough of a reason. How just because it's got the novelty of having a character that you'll never like and never gets a redemptive moment. She does. Like, oh, it's not. That's an original idea. It doesn't mean it's not a good idea.
It's a redemptive moment, but I need it to be a redemptive narrative.
Yeah.
And like I said, if there had been a season two, I would have tried it. I would have watched it to see if they carried that through and if they could turn her into a person whose success and whose life I cared about. But as it was at the end of season one, I really wanted to be all woohoo, rah, rah, good job. But I was not.
Well, I think that there is a lot to come in this series that you haven't watched yet where you can...
I've seen the whole series.
Not you, the other two. I think that there are a lot of moments that you know, Mel, where you know, horrible things happen to her, and it is a series about her trying to make sense of how she is computing the world.
You're making it sound like she went through some like traumatic rape or something. She did not.
I'm not.
She has family problems, guys. That's it. She's got family problems.
Well, she has boyfriend troubles and all sorts of stuff.
Poor girl.
Oh, shut up, all of you. It's a TV show.
Where's Jack?
Exactly. And I don't have to watch it.
Jack, why have you watched three?
I went into it thinking this is going to be really, really good. I've been to San Francisco before. Absolutely loved it. I really like going around all the charity vintage shops that are brilliant, you know. It's going to be really, really good, something different. Female lead character, great. Watched the first episode, what a load of nonsense.
And then watched episode two.
I thought he was going to get slightly better with each episode, but
you're waiting, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and I'm not going to hang around waiting for another hour for episode four. But the thing that I found with it was that, like you said, the main character was just so repulsive and just I didn't want to back her. I didn't like her. I didn't think her acting was that great. And if there was a good storyline backing it up, it would have made me carry on. But the combination of a bad storyline and a bad main character and quite poor acting, her boyfriend as well pissed me off a lot. I don't know why. It was just every time I saw him.
He was a jerk.
Yeah, he was... But he was, I just thought it, bad acting, bad storyline, bad TV show. Glad that it's cancelled. And as well, the other thing that I was thinking was, you said that you didn't like the main character. How many seasons do you think you could watch before you thought, actually, yeah, I can't watch any more of this because I just don't like the main character.
I do like the main
character. When the novelty wears off.
I do like the main character. I also dislike her. That's the point. We want to know exactly where we stand, and I ask all of you to tell me when you say, you know, I want her to succeed against the world. Who exactly in this world deserves to have? Who has she done wrong to? Like, of all the people she takes on and is, inverted commas, nasty to, who actually doesn't deserve, or who's really been damaged by it that makes you go, oh, I can't side with it?
But I didn't really want her to succeed, though. That was my other problem. That I didn't have... So that sounds a bit brutal, but it's true as well. But I didn't have any affiliation with her.
I think it's just that it's not done well enough, Howell. Like, Girls does exactly that. For the entire five series of Girls, you know, you're watching Hannah, and you're never quite sure if you... really like her or her friends. You're kind of balancing that kind of love hate, but it's such a really well written, such a really clever, fascinating journey that these characters go on. There isn't that much redemption within that show, and I just think that they've just not done it well enough. Like, I get what they're trying to do. I understand that idea.
It's not Girls though. It's a true story, and it's a different...
But the real life story is better.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. But...
And the Netflix story just isn't very funny.
Well...
It should have just... But yeah, that's the thing. It isn't funny. That's the problem. Like,
I'm not even judging it on that, though. I'm not even judging it on whether it's funny. I'm just telling you that it's great. It's just great. I can believe that people who have just started it. It's Mel who I've got the biggest issue with here, because I've not met anybody who hasn't watched episode one and go, oh, I'm a bit confused by this bloody character.
I absolutely was with the first episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure I'd keep going, but.
But you did.
I had nothing better to do.
And I swear you were right to keep going. That's my argument, is I understand why you didn't stop, even if you are looking for, you know, we've discussed this before. You're an American, Mel. And so you do.
This is accurate. Yes.
You do look for things like the morality, the redemptive quality, and there's a kind of why are we telling this story? You want your heroes to be aspirational for the people watching. The problem with this is we're not sure if we're supposed to be aspirational to succeed in the way that she is or not. And that is so interesting.
I think we are, because that's the whole point of the entire story. Is look at this girl who came from nothing, hard scrabble. Against the odds, created this successful business. That's the story.
And she did.
That's the tagline. I don't care.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the issue, all in all. Matthew Wanless joins us now. Matt.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Save me. Tell me, what do you think?
We all do not like Girl Boss, FYI.
Right.
You're with everyone?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, that'll do that.
Podcast
you
over.
Against the world, Hal.
Slide this goat.
I loved it, and I loved the fact that I didn't love her, but there was a lot of elements about her that I did love, and a lot that I didn't love. And I think that's where I'm at with it, is that there's nothing that compares in terms of a character like that that we've watched or talked about. And it's just...
Really, you didn't... the first thing I thought was there are obvious parallels with Girls.
Oh, yeah, we've just discussed that. Sorry, yeah, in terms of, like, likability and yes. Yeah, I suppose so. But the difference being that this is walking
girls
the line...
Girls is better.
Girls, yes, Jamie agrees with you there.
That's the most obvious difference I noticed.
Well, it's just totally different for a start, Matt. Girls isn't a comedy. Whereas
he's got you there, Matt. He's got you there.
That is fair enough.
No, they're completely different styles. They're different burns. They're different things. And I get it. If we're just talking about likability, then fair enough. And I talked about Breaking Bad before. And you can't compare these things other than, I'm just saying at this point in time, there aren't that many TV series still where we wrestle with these things. Walter White, there's a turning point with Walter White when you go, okay, now I hate him. With Lena Dunham's stuff, it's not real and she's representative of us all. This is about a person and we really struggle with that because we know that she has succeeded. We know that she isn't going to fail and that's its problem, I think.
I disagree.
Well, we know it's a true story, right?
I did not know that.
Oh, right.
I need to do that.
You are.
Try again, Hal.
It's about a woman called Sophia who does exactly what she does in this.
He sells vintage clothing.
Yeah, yes. Made a large business out of it.
Oh, right. So this is the TV equivalent of that film, Joy.
Yes. Yeah.
Except Joy was much more sympathetic, and I actually cared about her, even though that show was a mess.
Although,
what I would say is that they're both pieces of work about something that essentially I don't care enough about.
Online.
So glad you could join us today, Matt.
Online shopping, basically.
Really, this is the story of someone who invented a vintage clothing business.
That's correct. That's correct. That is. How much have you watched?
Did you say it's been cancelled?
It has, yeah.
Imagine my surprise.
I heard her business had gone bankrupt as well, actually.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, this has turned out badly.
By the way, I can just say that, you know, this gives a great opportunity though for us to actually watch a really good show doing similar things. Fleabag. We should
do
Fleabag
very
soon.
Shut up about fucking Fleabag.
You gotta try it now, Jamie, because I've got a sense of incompletion.
It's honestly watch it. It's on Amazon. It's everything that this show's trying to be, but better and funnier.
Is it a true story?
It's about a woman. I'm guessing it's quite autobiographical.
Is it a true story? You don't know. So, fine. Fleabag's a different thing. I think that this is a prime opportunity for you, Jamie, to continue with it and see if you change your mind, because I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed it in the same way that a psychotherapist might enjoy deconstructing somebody. That's why I enjoyed it, along with the great San Franciscan, the character of San Francisco in it and stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Can I just say that I hated the fashion?
That's why you disliked it.
It's another issue for me. I hate 70s fashion, and I don't see the appeal and why everybody went all gaga over it. But even when I was a little kid in the 70s, I hated the 70s.
Right, right.
So
I just wonder how different this would be if it was a bloke in the main character, because, like I said, everybody that she is nasty to are, on the whole, douchebags who deserve it.
And let's think about this. I quit watching Entourage because Jeremy Piven's character was a douche and I hated him.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, I actually, that was kind of the only aspect of it that I did quite like, was that it felt like a gender swap thing, where it's normally this is about a guy who's a bit of a loser and a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
And yet he's lovable. Yeah. And it wasn't, I didn't have a problem with her particularly.
Thank you.
I just thought it was quite poorly executed. Yeah. I thought it lacked any kind of subtlety or originality in its tone. And
do you think Matt thinks that he's talking into a microphone or something this week? Because it sounds like you're standing on the other side of the room from whatever you're talking into, Matt.
Really? Is that any better there?
No. No, but carry on. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Maybe I've got problems with my microphone.
Basically, Jamie sounds all right this week and you sound awful, so it's a nice swap.
Take that.
Just I have like got the gender swap. Of being pricks in the internet department.
Whoa, are you allowed to say that, having advertised for Virgin?
They don't own me. I had no problem with anything about it, other than the fact that it just wasn't very well done. That's what I thought.
That's
it,
quite
it
just, a big problem.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, a bit, but like I had no problems with it in a concept from the first episode. Now that I know what it's about, that it's the true story of someone who invented a shop.
Yeah.
That I'm less interested in it.
And Matt is asked at the end of a meal by the waiter what you thought, and he says, "I had no problem with it, just the cooking."
Oh, hello, Jack's there. I just heard a little bit of Jack there.
Yeah, Jack's here. Contributing.
Guess what Jack thought of it? He hated it.
I thought it was shite as well, Matt.
Yeah, that's right.
I am.
Also, is her thing that she sells the clothes by being sexy in them? Is that the story?
Mm-hmm.
She styles
them. They're not just, you know, laying flat on the floor or hanging on a hanger. She actually styles them and uses,
which back then
real
would have been
retail,
a new thing.
Techniques, yeah. Which was, of course, that everybody does that on eBay now.
But it's also the story of a woman who was having a tough time until she discovered she could take her clothes off.
Oh, here we go. Everything with Matt has to come down with his issues with women taking their clothes off. Oh, look, that I like it a lot. I like all the throwbacks to that time, which isn't very long ago, but it shows you in lots of ways how quickly the internet's changed, how new this was. This is only, what, 10 years ago or something, and this was like an amazing idea to actually model some clothes.
See, I feel like they didn't sell that very well either.
Oh, there was loads of mentions of it, even in that first episode.
But they didn't show us. They told us, and I wanted to see it.
I just cannot.
I'm going to be contrary on this one all the way.
Yeah, the person who's watched it all, you're supposed to be on my side. Flipping.
Sorry,
it.
Dude.
Listen.
That's what's putting me off continuing, how I'm not going to lie.
You watched it all, Mel?
Yes, I've watched it all, and I still don't care for it.
So have I, and I loved it.
How did you get that far through?
I was hoping that something was going to happen that would be... You know, but they're only 30-minute episodes, so it didn't take an afternoon.
There's only one series of it, and then they stopped making it. Right.
Right. So right. It was, you know, it was an investment of an afternoon, and then I was like, well, that was kind of a waste of an afternoon.
Fair enough.
It's so frustrating to be surrounded by such simpletons on this podcast. It's just complicated, all right? Your children will understand it.
How times have changed, Hal. Remember my first appearance on this podcast when it was all like laudatory and you're brilliant?
When Jamie's child, George, is 20 years old and he watches Girl Boss and he listens to what his dad did every week on the internet, he'll go, "Dad, why didn't you listen to that guy so much? That guy who you never invite to the house.
Why, you know, that guy that's in jail now. Why didn't you listen to that guy that went to jail?"
Maybe if you'd been kinder to Howell, he wouldn't have ended up in prison.
It could all be traced back to this podcast.
I don't know what I can say. Jamie, what can I say to make you carry on watching it? What would make any of you carry on?
Did it...
I'll write like you a check for £10,000.
What
do you want to know?
Look, we all know, because we've all been on the side of the fence that I'm on right now. We all know the point is that at episode one, you are in the dark. Let's ignore Mel for a moment and just say, okay, so let's imagine there is a hurdle and you can get over it. What do you want me to say? What do you need to know?
I need it to be funny. I need you to say it gets funny and I'll laugh.
Yeah, I need that as well, definitely.
Why are you looking for it to be a comedy?
Because it is a comedy.
Three, it isn't funny.
Well, it's real life funny. It's a real person story with actual stuff that happened to them.
It's cringy. It's not funny, it's cringy.
It's not. What is wrong with you, Mel? You've watched it all. Surely there's better things to do in Kansas than watch an entire season of something you hate.
I'm watching Grace and Frankie right now.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right.
I watched quite a lot of that.
I like the daughters and the sons.
Great. Let's review Grace and Frankie. Right. Yeah. This is a losing battle.
You know what else I watched this week, which we might have a look at?
What?
I watched the first episode of American Gods.
You know what? I was just about to say exactly the same as you, Matt. I watched the first episode and we should definitely... Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it?
It's very different to anything else I've seen.
Yeah. Mm. Definitely. It's like definitely one we should do in the next few weeks. Yeah.
Girl Boss is not different. How? Are you seriously trying to make the case that Girl Boss is an original take on something?
Yes.
What's original about?
I didn't say an original take on something. I think it's original because there isn't one person who watches it who doesn't say, "I bloody hate the main character from day one," and that is what they want. That's what they want you to think. That's
what
the
about
point.
One foot in the grave?
Wow. Okay. Other than One Foot in the Grave, there's not many things that. And
but also, you all went on about how much you disliked Lena Dunham and how much you disliked the characters in Transparent. It's not a new thing to do to have abrasive, difficult characters.
I think Transparent.
What about
girls,
George
though?
In Seinfeld?
Well, Seinfeld's.
How about everyone in Seinfeld?
Seinfeld
that's
is
the whole thing. They get put on trial for being awful people at the end of it. Seinfeld. What about Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
These are all very different
valid
examples
points. Well done, Matt.
Can I just point out that the actual original woman this is about has called the portrayal a caricature of herself?
Of course, she's going to say
that. That says a lot.
What do you think the women of Glow call Glow and the guy who Marc Maron's playing in Glow? And
but Glow was interesting.
Yeah,
Glow,
it's
I
interesting.
Care about the characters.
It's very well done. It's very well done.
I love this show. Transparent and Girls are very different style things. Seinfeld is a live studio audience thing with multiple characters who you're asked to give a shit about. This, for once, is a female lead who we are. It's not just that, like, there's a story and we're not, and a character isn't very nice. It is the central question to it is, are you, the audience, going to be happy about this person succeeding or not? And the series plays with that for you. So you find things out, you see things, you see her doing different things with different people, and that question is explored, and that is the purpose of the season, which I found really interesting and different. That there is an element of that to Lena Dunham, but those are all multi-character different things. This is what, are you cheerleading this girl or not? Should we cheerlead this girl or not? And yeah, and I just loved it. I thought it was brilliant. And yes, she annoyed me, but I loved it. And I urge you to try and carry on with it. I urge you to do what Mel did. Get to the end.
Can I just ask, has anyone had the problem that they don't like the character? Is that the reason why they didn't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking. I wasn't here for the first 20 minutes. But, yeah, fair enough.
Well, that's the difference for me with the other examples that you mentioned as well, Matt, is that there isn't one person I've spoken to about this show who hasn't... The first words out of their mouth is, oh, I just hate the main character.
I didn't hate her. I just didn't care about her.
You what, Matt?
I didn't say that. That's not my.
No, you
not
didn't. No, no, no.
Show.
No, but then
she's not funny or good.
Okay. Ow, you know, right in the gut. Right in the kidneys.
You know, I think she's a take on the manic pixie dream girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's a take on that without the sweetness. And I don't care for the manic pixie dream girl either. I find them annoying. So maybe that's my problem.
If there is anybody out there listening to this,
who can possibly agree with me,
please email me, studio@theboxsetpod.com. I just want to find one person who likes Nasty Girl, who isn't... what's going on? Forget it. This podcast is over.
Hello? Kyle's going to email you.
There's nothing left to say. Kyle, I look forward to your email and anybody else.
Bro, Kyle, you better be on my side.
Oh, what a nightmare. Please, just do it. Jamie, experiment. Keep going.
Because we have a 4-episode rule that I stand by, I may have to carry on to at least the 4th episode.
And they're only 30 minutes. You can do this.
Yeah, they're quite quick.
Yeah, exactly. I can probably find 90 minutes to prove myself right.
Yeah, especially if you know you're going to do that. I would say, you know, I think the verdict is it's a no at the moment, but I'm willing to carry on till 4 episodes just because it's the rule that we have in place.
Great. Next week, Rick and Morty, isn't it?
Oh, Rick and
what
Morty.
What a show. What there a show.
Go. That's going to be a cracking pod next week.
I'm interested in this. I really want to hear the arguments about this.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Fantastic. Right, I'm exhausted. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. See you next week for Rick and Morty. If you're a fan of Girl Boss, and that doesn't mean you have to be a fan of the character, email me studio@theboxsetpod.com.
Even though that's what it's all about, it's the character, but whatever.
I think most of the things she does, one of us have probably done at some point. I think she's a real character.
I know, and then
character.
We changed how we behave.
The problem is she is real and character.
Annoying.
All of us are annoying. There's not one person on this podcast who isn't annoying.
I'm pretty sure that
I'm delighted.
I've been told.
Point proven. Goodbye.
A winning personality. Okay, bye.